Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show.
Space is made for radio and not TV. Talking everything from play to Z. Autobots, bangs, haircuts, and glasses. You want to sell your body, sold to the masses. No classes or prerequisites. Just business school as raw as it gets.
It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. It's all about you.
All about you.
All about you.
All about you.
All about you. Then we bring the boom.
Yes, sir. It's Z and Clay, broadcasting from the box in the 918. Business school and the topic today. Check the syllabus, it's getting you paid. I'm making the business boom, it's what we do. You can do it, let us show you. I'm a father of five with maniacal focus to teach the proven
nation. Welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your podcast download or your radio. My name is Clay Clark, and before we get too into our final segment of the Ask Us Anything from Clay to Z segment, I want to make sure that I invite you personally to attend our next in-person Thrive Time Show workshop. This workshop is a game changer, but I encourage you to not believe me. Do not believe me.
Don't believe
Go
me.
Read the reviews.
Read the reviews.
Read the reviews on the Google reviews.
Closely.
And then don't even believe those. Go watch the video testimonials, the people who actually have attended sharing with you what they thought about the workshop. And to say it's game-changing wouldn't be true. To say it was helpful, not true. Life-changing is what I've heard from over a dozen people directly. And then, Wes, you ran into somebody who a mutual acquaintance or someone you knew who attended the workshop or something. And how did they describe the value that they received at the workshop?
Well, as a client that I had worked with had a side business as a software engineer, but it was an employee and had come to your workshop and then made touch base with me again because he was venturing out to be a full-time independent guy and mentioned that he had the workshop. And I said, oh, that's awesome. What'd you think? And his exact words was it was life-changing. And I will say, I haven't told you this yet, but we're sharing today. So I have two associates, attorneys, that have doctorates that I still think I need to send to your workshop to learn about the business side of it.
Well, I tell you what, if you are a member of the Thrive Nation, it's filling up fast. It's unbelievable how many people are showing up for this. And maybe these two heavily educated gurus here that Wes knows, we're on February 16th and 17th. And the workshop is going to take place on the left coast of the Arkansas River in the Jinx Riverwalk there from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the tickets are $99. How much are they? $99. How much are they? Why are you whispering?
About $100.
$100 overall, basically.
About
$100. So the thing about these tickets is you can get them for free right now, limited time offer. All you got to do is go to iTunes. Just search for the Thrive Time Show on iTunes. The Thrive Time Show on iTunes. Click the little subscribe button and then leave us an objective review. Tell us how we're doing. Send us proof that you did it to info. Just email us info@thrivetimeshow.com. That's thrivetimeshow.com. And we will send you two free tickets. Now, the final question we're going to get into from the Thrive Nation. I'm so excited about this one. This is the tough one, and this really is tough because it's a double-blind study. Z doesn't know. Nobody else has seen the question before this. I haven't seen the questions. Z hasn't seen the questions. Z, here's the question from a Thriver.
All right, lay it on me.
What book would you recommend that I read, and what books are you reading now? And because I saw it just a little before you, do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
Well, I'd just like to point out
yes.
that we've done a couple of shows in yep. the past, and that's the great thing about every one of these radio shows we put on as a podcast.
Yes.
And you can go on to thrivetimeshow.com, and you, how many do we have on there now? Probably 300, 400?
We're 300? Getting closer to 400-ish.
Yeah. So there's a lot of great information on there. And we did a couple of great shows on the top, you gave out the top six books every entrepreneur should read.
Yes.
And I gave a bonus seven. So I would be remiss not to say my bonus seven as my answer to this question. And my answer was written, the book I'm talking about was written 3,000 years ago.
So very poor penmanship, not a lot of graphics, not interactive, not a PDF version of it. You can't get an ebook of it.
No Kindle.
Not relevant, obviously, it's not, right?
It's called The Art of War.
Oh, that book!
By Sun Tzu. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Sun Tzu.
Sean Connery.
Whoa! No, Sean Connery. Yeah. Very close.
But it's 13 chapters, and each chapter is a principle on war. And if you are starting a business, I am going to give you a revelation, and that is, it's war. And the day you think that it's a, you know, kumbaya,
camp. We can all work
schmore-making event that
we're
you're going to...
We're all in the same industry. There's enough business for everybody.
You know what? Welcome to the neighborhood.
There's not
what,
enough business
you,
no. for everybody. It's war.
Well, and you want your slice of the pie, but you want it to be as big a slice as you can. In fact, you want the whole pie if you can. But my point is, if you don't think your competitors out there don't look at it as war, then you need to read this book and put some of these principles in place. So The Art of War.
The book that I would recommend that all the Thrivers would get is the book that Marshall and I co-wrote together called The Start Here Book. And the reason why I would recommend that book is because Marshall and I spent years developing the book. We then combined all of the best business books that we've read. It's all cited, and it breaks it down in a linear path so you can learn specifically what you need to know to start a successful company. It's like the curriculum of the Thrive Time Show program. And the book is about 500-something pages long. It has the search engine manifesto. It teaches you time management, customer service. I'd recommend that you read that book. And the book that I'm currently reading and that I'm stuck on is called Mastery by Robert Greene. Because every time I read a page, I go, oh, it's so good. So I'm going through the second time of that book. And I might not ever get off that book. It's so good. So that's my book, Mastery by Robert Greene. Start Here is the book you should read because it's very practical. Mastery is a book you should read if you're obsessed with one thing like I am and you're trying to figure out why. Back to you, Marshall.
A book that you should read if you have not read is Think and Grow Rich. And we just did an ample amount of episodes. Breaking down Think and Grow Rich. And so you got to go read that book and you got to take notes in it yourself. Okay.
Do
so
it. I'd take those notes, baby.
I'd recommend that you actually go read that book. And then the book that I'm about to start on is actually Shoe Dog by Phil Knight.
That's a good one.
And so I'm pumped to read it. He's the, you know, former chairman of Nike. And
that
so,
book, when you discover what he originally named, we should do a radio show about it. Because when you discover what he originally named the company and how long it took him to not lose money.
Right.
No matter how bad your business is doing now, you'll be encouraged by contrast. You'll go, well, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it's a crazy, his scenario, the debt, the unprofitability, the stress, the investing years, Z, into naming a company and then deciding later you're gonna change it dramatically. Just tossing out the logo, tossing out the name, tossing out the kind of shoe. I mean, that's a level of persistence that you haven't seen before. A phenomenal read, Shoe Dog.
Shoe Dog by Phil Knight.
Ooh, now, Wes Carter, what's the book you're reading now? And then what's the book you recommend that all of our listeners would partake in?
Well, the one I'm reading now, you've kind of given me this idea to read some things again and make notes. I've never been a note taker in anything I read. So I'm going back to 48 Laws of Power.
Oh, Robert Greene again. That thing.
It's cutthroat. I like it.
You gotta drink it down. We gotta wash it down with a chaser of the Bible, though.
Yeah.
One chapter.
Balance it out. Balance it out.
48. One law. One chapter. 48 Laws of Power. One chapter of the Bible.
Yeah. There's some. Balance there's some hardcore stuff.
It's
in there.
It's real.
The one I would recommend, the one I give away to clients that when I have extra copies at the office, I think it's Boom. It's the one where you look like Terminator on the front. I read a lot. I read a lot, and not just to since we're all sitting here, but I read a lot in short increments when I have time.
So you like the Boom book?
Little 5-minute things.
Nuggets.
And it's
nuggets.
Great for just get a page or two in, and you get the concept without having to go through the whole chapter.
It's very visual. There's a lot of graphics, a lot of cartoons, a lot of notable quotables, a lot of statistics. Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Thrive Nation. For about, 4 years, Z, 3.5 years, you and I have been working together with Marshall, and we've been building this thing, this ultimate. It's like the Death Star of entrepreneurship.
It's like the ultimate business incubator.
Yes. Imagine that you are in search of the ultimate business incubator, and your name is Darth Vader, and you're trying to find a one-stop shop that can fire off a shot and can blow up a planet.
Is that possible?
Can blow up a planet.
Is that possible?
Well, and the thing is, what if you wanted to do it and you said, you know what, I'd like at least 90% of the resources to be free. I mean, that's pretty demanding.
Well, how can that be sustainable for them? I mean, it seems like a tall task.
Well, at thrivetimeshow.com, We have the world's best business podcast. Okay, this is what you're listening to right now.
You know, we spiked at number five on
iTunes. We hit number five on iTunes the other day. We moved ahead of the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, moving on up, and then we moved on back down to kind of into the hundreds right now. And it's just a matter of consistency. As more and more people find the show, they share it. The ratings are taking off. It's exciting. We also have a video collection of thousands of video training videos available for you. $1 for the first month, $19 every month thereafter. Three, Marshall, we have in-person workshops. Marshall, and we have business coaching. Why would anybody want business coaching?
You got to have business coaching because you got to have somebody hold you accountable.
Someone show you the way, hold you accountable. You got to check it all out. All four, the quad, it's all available for you at thrivetimeshow.com. Someone says, what's that again? Thrivetimeshow.com. Someone says, what's that again? I'm saying, listen, I've told you three times. It's thrivetimeshow.com. And as always, three, two, one.
Boom.
See, I'm more than just a rhymer, like a horse with blinders. Focused on the Thrive Time Show, it's where you find us. He be the Z in